Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
In the generation since HIV/AIDS was identified, it has gone from being a frightening pandemic, producing near-certain slow decline in death in its victims, to being a treatable chronic disease whose survivors can work and expect to remain active members of society. That medical progress has also lowered the profile of HIV/AIDS, and today you might be surprised to learn that according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 1.2 million people in the U.S. are living with HIV. In 2013, Florida had the highest number of newly diagnosed HIV cases in the nation, and this week our friends at Health News Florida are taking a closer look at the communities with the highest infection rates and the efforts underway to make people aware of the health risks. Mary Shedden, editor for Health News Florida, says raising awareness is challenging because the demographics have changed since the 1980s.
In Florida, young people ages 13 to 24 are a major part of the people who are being infected with HIV. And maybe the message needs to be out more in social media. Maybe it needs to be in apps. Maybe it needs to reach people a little differently.
You know, things have really changed. I go to a physical therapist in a building where there's also AIDS testing done. And I was standing in a line waiting for an elevator, and it was right on the street, basically. And there was a sign there that said AIDS testing between noon and 2 free. And there was a long line, and clearly there were people in the line who were there for the tests and others who weren't. I couldn't imagine such a thing being that public even 10, 15 years ago. Things have really changed in terms of the openness, but it's not everywhere.
No, it's not. And in Florida, I don't think you're going to see a line like that. In particular, the Black community, the African American community, we have in our reporting, we found that doctors who they want to treat people living with HIV in the Black community, but they have to have a family practice because they have patients who are afraid to walk in the door because that doctor is known as an AIDS doctor. The stigma is still very present. It's present in the gay community. It's present for young men who have sex with men. They don't want to be seen getting a test because future partners may see them or know about it.
So let's hear from one of those voices. This is Lamont, a 19-year-old Central Florida man.
I started to get very, very sick. And I thought it was something with HIV, and I still never went because I was scared of the stigma. I was scared what people thought about it.
How does the rate of infection manifest itself in younger individuals?
Well, it's interesting. About two-thirds of the young people who are being infected are men who have sex with men. And this, the younger population, whether it's young men, whether it's young women, they don't have the same attitudes towards HIV that someone who was sexually active in, say, the 70s, 80s, the 90s was. They look at HIV and AIDS as a history lesson. And HIV is a chronic disease. It's similar to diabetes. And because of that, they are not using protection. They're not using condoms. And they don't have the attitude of, I should be tested regularly. And that's a major, major problem in the infection rates today, researchers are telling us.
You mentioned the Black community. What are the countermeasures? What are the attempts to overcome the stigma barriers that you described?
I think it's just simple education. There's a lot of talk in particular about getting African-American men who have sex with men. They are so much on what's called the down low, and they don't want to be known. And they're infecting female partners as well. The rate of African-American women in Florida who have HIV is disproportionate to the population, as is the rate of infection in African-American men. The communities are trying to do outreach in places like churches because that's really a cornerstone. And if you can break down some of those stigmas, prevention advocates think that that might help just a little bit.
Who's been good at this? Who's really been able to find a formula that penetrates communities that up until now weren't interested in learning new things?
I don't think there is really any good answer. I think, you know, major cities like New York, Los Angeles probably have a much, much more successful rate because it's a conversation that the community can have. But even in a major urban city like Miami or Tampa or Orlando, these are our state's largest cities, those conversations are still really difficult to have because there's still stigma about talking about sex and about using condoms, which is really the best way to prevent HIV or any other sexually transmitted disease.
How does the politics of Florida really keep this, keep the lid on here in terms of getting the message out?
In talking to some folks, they think that the prevention efforts aren't as aggressive as they could be because of the political environment in Florida. The State Department of Health, while they have specific programs toward it, they declined to talk to us for our series. Is that a political thing? I'm not sure. But one thing I do know is that people all over Florida are having sex. And whether it's in the panhandle in a small town or in Miami, the bottom line message is the same, is that sexually transmitted diseases can only be prevented through things such as abstinence or condoms.
Mary, I just want to back up for a second. Did you just say that the State Department of Health refused to talk to you about this subject?
They did decline. They sent us information about the prevention efforts that they're having. We spoke with researchers who are very involved on the statewide level as well as the national level. But one of the things that we really wanted to get to is we wanted to talk to the people because we didn't want this to be a series about politics. We wanted this to be a series about who's living with HIV here in Florida because there are so many misconceptions that it's just gay men, that it's just IV drug users. And there are a lot of faces and voices around the state that are living with this disease.
Mary Shedden is editor of Health News Florida. Thanks, Mary.
Thanks, John.
Health News Florida is a collaboration between WLRN Miami, WMFE Orlando, and WUSF Tampa. For more information or to hear stories from the communities most affected by HIV infection in Florida, please visit healthnewsflorida.org. And tomorrow on The Takeaway...
For me, it's not only about protecting myself. I also take PrEP as a statement about ending stigma that's associated with HIV and AIDS.
We'll hear about one young gay man's experience using PrEP as a way to prevent HIV infection. That's tomorrow on The Takeaway.